Do you like pumpkins? Do you like bottles and jars? What if I told you that you could combine those? At 31pumpkinlane.com, you'll find a variety of pumpkin jars, bottles, pendants, and other polymer clay creations crafted by Marissa Phillips. So visit 31pumpkinlane.com to grab something in time for Halloween. The price will be right.
Y'all heard?
Okay, one, two, three. Hey, everybody. This is Y'all Heard, a podcast with me, Marissa Phillips.
And me, Pete Phillips.
I don't like what you're doing. Assuming you're doing it on purpose. Are not related.
And this is a podcast that has commitment issues because we're always talking about different stuff every week.
What? In other words, I'm sorry, maybe I'm having a problem today. In other words, we tell you things you didn't know you needed to know. You, I think, would not like me to ask how you are. Would you like to tell me anything about your life?
Marissa, they disqualified the men who wanted to put themselves in the draft for the WNBA next year.
Oh, okay.
Good. I don't know how, but they did. And then apparently I didn't get to read the article, but there was something that took place at the Chicago Sky game last night where Enes Kanter Freedom or Enes, I don't remember what the order, but,
Wait. Are you saying a person's name or are you using the code name? Oh, okay. Say what you were going
to
say.
He legally changed his name to Freedom a couple years ago.
Okay.
He was at the game and there was some business that went down, some sort of verbal scuffle.
Oh, between him and who?
I think it was Natasha Cloud, who is also an outspoken person, and they're kind of on opposite sides, so not a surprise that they butted heads.
I just want you to know that I am so deep in shit, in a combination of QAA Anonymous podcasts, reading about people in conspiracy theories, and if anyone's aware of who this is, Ken Klippenstein's Substack, that you were saying Enes and a bunch of numbers. I thought you were saying the code name for the Homeland Security Domestic Terrorism Act or something. I don't know what. NTAS. Oh,
okay, so his name was Enes Kanter, but he changed it to Enes Freedom.
Okay. Good for
and him. They call him a human rights activist and former basketball player.
Cool. Well, I think if you're not familiar, guys, Ken Klippenstein's more of a human rights activist. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm not.
Oh, and for those of you who don't know, this particular man was saying if the WNBA wants to support trans athletes, then he's going to declare himself a woman and try to join the draft next year. So,
oh yeah, okay. Sorry, you said that last time, and sorry, I totally derailed that. I just free associate very poorly, and I'm in a direction in my life that I should probably step out of periodically. Anyway,
how about you, Marissa? What's going on with you?
I'm okay.
Where did you travel to this weekend?
I went to New York to see one, the Lost Boys musical, which was awesome and hilarious and ridiculous. There was like so many levels to it.
Did they hang upside down from the bridge?
They did hang upside down. There was a lot of wire work, which I'm only saying the title of his job because I find it funnier. My interventional cardiologist, very intelligent husband, kept going like, how are they flying? And I was like, what? He was like, I don't understand how they're flying. And I was like, the wires.
Jetpacks.
He was like, I don't see any wires. I was like, what? So, okay, my husband was really in another world with that one. Also, I learned about True Compromise because I think it was it the night after that musical or the next night that I had to go to a, I didn't have to, but I, as a good partner, went to a boxing bar. So, he just wanted to see boxing on PayPal. Nope, pay-per-view.
Oh, so there was no, no, you don't call yourself a boxing bar unless there's live boxing happening at the bar.
I wanted that. However, we walked into like this alley and we walked into this place that it just looked like we were going into a decrepit apartment and there were two people like fighting at the top of the stairs, not boxing, verbally arguing. We walked up. And Aaron was like, where's the bar? And he's like, hello? I'm like, no, I'm not going into any place that you have to be like, hello? Is anyone here? Then a pug walked by. And then we walked into a place that was completely silent.
Just followed the pug?
I was like, don't go in there. It wasn't a house, though. It was the bar. I thought it was a house. I thought Aaron walked into someone's apartment because he was so desperate to watch boxing. And we walked into a place that was silent, but it was just like a bunch of men just like sadly looking into their phone. Eventually they put the sound on, but I thought she was about to go down. I was like, I don't, what? So anyway, I just played on my phone while he watched boxing. And I gotta say, the male loneliness epidemic seems to be solved in boxing bars. Every man talked to my husband about something, and I just was like, don't talk to me, don't talk to me, don't talk to me. I don't want to be here. I don't care. Anyway, so yeah, that was interesting. So yeah, my weekend was good. Anyway, on that note.
I almost ran over a guy on a bicycle. He rode his bicycle like towards my car.
What? Like on purpose?
Yeah. Like, he turned around in the middle of the street. He saw my car coming, and then he turned his bike around in the middle of the street so that, like, he was probably inches away from my car.
Well, some people say that, like, people do suicide by cop. Maybe he was doing suicide by your car. Was that too dark?
He's doing injury by my car.
Oh, to get you to pay.
Yeah.
I just want you all to know that I shouldn't take this for granted because everything can't be on Pete. But I assumed he had an icebreaker because usually he does.
And then I do have one.
Oh, because I was buying time to make one up and I couldn't. Let's use yours.
Icebreaker.
Marissa, what's your favorite version of French fry?
Oh, two versions. Either crinkle cut from Nathan's or Shake Shack specifically. No one else's crinkle cut. Only those two. But bonus for Nathan's because hopefully they still give you that little red plastic pitchfork. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Have you ever eaten at Nathan's?
No, we were too poor to eat at Nathan's. Okay.
Well,
according to my mom.
When I was a child, they'd give you like a plastic like fry fork. A special one with only two prongs. Or the ones that are shaped like happy faces.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
They're real, like, a real puffy jam. How about you?
I like a lot of different fries. I feel like if it's done right, give me a waffle fry.
Okay. Like a Chick-fil-A?
No. They're too soft.
Okay. I'm not going to go naming other places because I don't know.
And if we're talking straight, I'd rather just have shoestring.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I could see that.
I accidentally bought fat ones and I'm like, these suck. I don't want to eat them. They're not steak fries. They're just like fat fries.
Honestly, I could go on for a very long time about this, But I have a feeling that the people who stumble upon our podcast and instead of just shutting it off immediately, but choose to keep listening and then lead up to this hate comments will leave us ones if we go too much on about French fries. So I'm going to pivot to a horrible topic that
we're
has
to,
no
we're going to have to schedule a Patreon episode.
Yeah, I'm down. So I didn't tell you, I received a message from one of our listeners, Mike Jackowitz, saying that he kind of appreciated the horniness of our previous episode, and he didn't know you had it in you to go that deep. That was not a pun, if that sounded like I was trying to make
what
a
was
pun.
The last episode about?
I don't know. I don't even know. So let's just leave it there and not even think about what it is. I've decided, that guy who wants to stay young, so he injects his son's blood, but then he also likes to tweet about his wife's or his girlfriend's vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so, I can do worse. It's just that Marissa's mom won't let me.
Well, she doesn't listen anymore. No one in my family listens anymore, so you can do whatever you'd like. Well,
ever since I talked about the sexual desire to eat people.
And my mother thinks pizza deviant now. I've decided to continue that trend for one more episode. This is it, guys.
I thought you were going to say, by the way, I talked to one of our listeners, Mike Jackowitz, and he said, don't talk about animal penises this episode.
Nope. So this is it, guys. The episode I've been threatening for quite some time, which I don't remember what happened, but I was researching it yesterday, and I guess I made a noise of horror. And my husband goes, what are you doing? And I said, I'm researching duck penises. And he said, didn't you do that already? So I don't know what
the last time was just for fun.
Yeah. So I'm gonna read the note that I wrote, which is, I can't or don't want to put together an entire episode on duck penises, so we're gonna branch out and talk about weird shit in the rest of the animal world. But that's mostly a lie. I threw in two facts at the end so I could say it's not all about duck penises, but this is almost exclusively about duck penises. So have fun with the preview image and title. So, first off, shocking stat to me, maybe not to you, but male ducks are among the 3%.
Shocking. People are compiling stats about duck dicks.
Oh, by the way, what is it called? What is that word? Trigger warning for animal sexual assault. Anyway, male ducks are among the 3% of birds, different bird species that possess a penis. Did you know that? You like birds?
No.
Okay. I most certainly did not. So before we delve into the duck penis, let's talk about what the fuck the other 97% of birds have and do. Instead of a penis, male and female birds have a cloaca for both passing waste and reproducing.
So they just scissor?
I will get to that. So to be more specific, a cloaca is a, if I'm pronouncing it wrong, guess what? I don't care.
Bro, you shit in my cloaca. Not cool.
To be more specific, a cloaca is a multi-purpose internal chamber and opening at the base of a bird's tail. It serves as the single exit and entry point for the digestive, urinary, and reproductive systems, meaning that waste, eggs, and sperm all pass through this single structure. So, how do birds that only possess a cloaca have sex with female birds? Via something called a cloaca kiss. I will now pause so everyone can throw up. That upsets me so much. So during mating, these birds that perform this cloacal kiss, the way they do it is the male mounts the female, and their cloacae, their multiple cloacas.
Mm-hmm. Their respective cloaca.
Yeah, the respective cloacas swell and touch for but a fraction of a second, like a little peck on the cheek kind of kiss. And in that short amount of time, the sperm transfers directly from the male's cloaca to the female's cloaca and gets
I'm just imagining that guy in Requiem for a Dream going tail to tail.
I've never seen that movie, but I know exactly what you mean. Anyway, so that's really cool. So that's how 93% of birds do it.
And humans could learn from this, that it doesn't take a lot to end up with some birds.
Very true. But yeah, so 93% of birds do this, but not the ducks. Oh no, because the male ducks have a penis and a corkscrew one at that. And it's not just like, a small one. It is a long, spirally ridged thing that looks like a curved tentacle. Because it has little, like, nubs on it.
But they're not actually, like, forgive the word, suckers.
No, they're not suckers. No.
Like, that would be on.
They're just, like, little nubs.
I'm just holding on.
No, yeah. And by the way, all these penises curve counterclockwise. And even though...
Except in Australia.
Nice. Very nice. Even though all the ducks have corkscrew penises, depending on the species, the nature of their corkscrew penis can be quite different. In some species of duck, but not all, the penis will grow specifically during breeding season and then significantly degenerate afterwards. So it's not always the same size in some species.
But
yes?
Degenerate makes me... think like it goes away?
Yep, I want to say that.
Like just parts fall off?
I'm going to say this straight up. That is the exact verbiage that was used in an article. I think it means it just like shrinks. I don't know why they use that. I want to make it known that I didn't pick that. And yes, it also makes me feel like pieces of it fall off. So
After you have sex with someone, your penis degenerates.
I imagine it like a hologram that's like fading. But no, I mean, it shrinks significantly. So the size that the penis grows to depends on the environment that certain species is in. Some of the ruddy duck species are said to have penises that can grow up to about 7 inches. Mind you, it's 7 inches if it were laid out straight.
But it's never straight.
Yeah, so... Well, I guess scientists, I don't know how they're knowing that. Like, who's unraveling these penises?
Well, once the duck's dead, what else are you going to do?
But also, like, well, I guess, yeah. But I guess if it's one of the ones where their penis, quote, degenerates, then it wouldn't be at its peak when it's dead. But anyway, whatever. Anyway, horrifically... The lake duck,
You could put it horrifically before everything.
Yeah, pretty much. A species from South America holds the record for the world's largest avian penis and the longest penis. It also holds a record for the longest penis in relation to body length of any vertebrate. I'm sorry. The record holder is a specific specimen from Argentina, and that penis was about 16 inches long. Again, that's when it's unwound.
And they didn't even bother to measure girth.
Yeah, exactly. Also, I just want you guys to know, like, I read multiple articles. And there were so many.
We trust that you've done your research.
Yeah. But there are multiple articles that are like, if you want to see this, click here. Nope. I refuse to really go too deep so that. I don't know. I just kept getting afraid that I was somehow going to sabotage something. Like, I was like, how do I Google this without seeming like a fucking creep? And then, like, it was like, if you want to see how ducks mate, click here. And I wouldn't even press that. I was like, I just want the facts. Okay? And if you just... Well, I mean, I did Google duck penis. So I saw enough just in that one search. Anyway. Now, since male ducks have such uniquely shaped penises, female ducks... Of course, have to kind of match that. That's right. Female ducks have...
Hey, they don't have to, girl.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. They don't have to. But in order for mating to happen... I guess they could just have a straight up hole. But no, actually, Can I backtrack?
No.
I'm going to re-say that. I'm sorry. Now, male ducks have unique shaped penises. And I got to say, maybe unsurprisingly, female ducks also have uniquely shaped vaginas. They have internal corkscrew shaped vaginas, but it actually goes in the other direction. So male penises are counterclockwise and female vaginas are like clockwise corkscrews. Anyway, in order to have sex, a male duck will mount a female duck and line up their corkscrew penis with the entrance hole of the lady. Once positioned properly, the duck's penis, again,
lifts her up and then turns her around clockwise.
No, I'm going to use the exact verbiage that was in multiple articles. The duck's penis, quote, explodes outward into the vagina. And apparently it happens so fast that both the erection and ejaculation process can take less than a second. So when it says explode outward, nice. Explodes outwards, basically it just like juts in, juts out. Like it's like
it's you're getting stabbed in jail with a shiv.
Yeah, basically. Exactly. So even though the event is so fleeting, since the male has like a long, flexible penis, it makes it easier to go where it needs to go. Now, that said, if the female duck does not want to be impregnated, she has a small amount of control, which this is important because terribly, but probably unsurprisingly, male ducks will often mate with female ducks against their will. In fact, apparently 1 in 3 duck matings are non-consensual.
Are we including geese and ducks?
I don't know.
Because geese are really aggressive.
You're the bird man. Aren't those completely different birds?
Well, yeah, technically they are, but not to me.
So I don't know what geese dicks are going or where what they're like, and I don't want to look up any more animal dicks. To make matters worse, multiple male ducks will often attack a single female simultaneously. This can get really messy. Sometimes it'll lead to, you know, injuring the female duck. But the complex design of the female duck's genitalia as a way of often preventing fertilization if it's unwanted. Basically, like I said, the duck penis is counterclockwise while the duck vagina is clockwise. And so it's kind of like difficult to get it as deep in as it needs to go unless the female duck is like working with you. So if a female duck wants another duck to mate with her, she has to relax her cloacal muscles for the male duck to have like any chance of like sufficient penetration. So if she's not into it, besides struggling and like, you know, making it hard for him, she'll also tense up her muscles and basically the penis won't be able to make it through her windy reproductive system.
Oh, good, good. And, cavern.
And the semen will probably be under the edge, which she could easily, like, get just, it out.
Yeah. 3% of bird species have penises. They include ducks, geese, swans, ostriches, and emus.
Of fucking course swans have penises. They're probably fucking of big-ass hogs, and they're probably,
so theatrical.
Like, yeah, but also they're, like, theatrical, but also, like, those male swans scare me. That's all I'll say. They scare me like horses scare me. Anyway, let's not get into it.
Let's not get into horse penises.
Nope. Anyway.
Oh, by the way, I almost in relation to that, last week I was toying with, or last episode, I was toying with doing Dr. Hands or Mr. Hands because I was just like, I'm out. I got nothing left. I can't think of anything to cover.
Two things. When we finally one day decide this podcast can be no more, I want that to be our last episode, but I want you to research it because I feel like you will more strategically Google than I will, and I will traumatize myself.
I already know more about it than, you know.
Than anyone else.
Mostly the aftermath, I should say.
Side note, did you watch that zoo documentary?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Let's not derail this. We'll talk about it at the end.
Back to ducks.
Yeah. Back to ducks. So basically,
Mailing, we don't want to get off quack.
Basically, male and female duck genitalia are kind of at odds with one another, and it takes like complete teamwork for fertilization to successfully occur.
Yet another thing that humans could learn from.
I'm not good at judging how long it will take for me to say a certain amount of words. Well, now I'm going to just leave you with facts about two other animals because something about it feels gross for me to have a full show that's exclusively about duck penises. And when my husband called out that I'm researching duck penises too much, it made me really uncomfortable. So let's just leave you with two other weird
till
animal
death
facts.
Do we part?
It's bad enough. He always comes into the room when I'm watching a documentary, and twice, like one, it was about like a Mormon cult where they were like child sex trafficking. And another time it overlapped and he just always comes out of context. And I look at him where just like a total fucking gross person. I just like documentaries. So yeah, my husband, I don't know. Anyway, first up, barnacles. How do you think barnacles have sex?
I wouldn't think they do.
Me neither. Often mistaken for rocks, barnacles are stationary, so it's incredibly difficult to fertilize when mating season comes around. So, apparently a barnacle's penis can extend up to 8 times its own size, and the barnacle will...
What do you need that for?
I don't know.
Show off.
A barnacle will blindly reach into neighboring shells and deposit sperm inside. So you better hope you're not near a barnacle when it's...
That was going to be my guess, that it just like pops out some splooge and hopes that somebody rubs against it.
So again, you better be careful. I don't know. I read it and I was like, how did I not know this? So I don't know if this is news to everyone else. But I know... It doesn't apply to all bees, but I know that, I guess, I don't know, what bees, wasps, something, like when they sting you, apparently it like kind of rips their stinger out. Or who knows if that's even real, if I just think that. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't know that has to do with like their mating. So honeybee drones. Honeybee mating occurs midair when the queen bee flies out in search of drone mates, and apparently the queen bee does this once. So the drones compete for the chance to mate with their queen, swarming around her as she flies. Eventually, one of the drones will grasp the queen and, quote, evert his endophallus and insert it into the queen's reproductive tract. He immediately ejaculates with such force that the tip of his endophallus is left behind inside the queen and his abdomen ruptures. The drone will then fall down and die after. So basically just imagine that, yeah, it's like a male man having sex and ejaculating so much that his penis flies off and stays in the woman and then he just bleeds out. That's what I'm equating it to. So, just know, the next drone up will remove the previous drone's endophallus and then insert his and then die. And then there will just be a chain reaction of men fucking the queen and then ripping their guts out and dying, leaving a trail of dead bees. What are you looking up as I'm saying this?
I'm sorry. I was looking up. I was listening. I was looking up how to show how long we've been going.
Oh, okay. But honestly, I was going to put more facts, but then I got really grossed out because I was talking about ejaculation in animals too much. And sometimes the things I need to Google for the show make me really weirded out, and I didn't want to do it anymore. So I leave you with that. Any questions? Don't have any questions, please.
Are you familiar with the anglerfish and how that mates?
Oh, I did. Does the man like merge with the woman?
Yeah, he bites her flesh, releases an enzyme that fuses his mouth and body to her body. And then their circulatory systems join together, which we kind of talked about last week. So that the female feeds the male through her own digested food.
I actually read that. But you know, sometimes you read something and you're like, I don't like that. It sounds so crazy. It's like, it can't be real and I don't even want to read more about it. That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. I was like, I don't want to know any more about that. And I just went up to tonight and read that.
And then, in this case, I would say, they disintegrate because they lose their eyes, their fins, their digestive system. And in the end, he is little more than a pair of testes, according to the Natural History Museum.
Sometimes life makes me tired. And
always makes me tired.
Don't you just wish sometimes you could just like morph, just like merge into someone else and let them do the work, but you're just like, you're just there along for the ride.
Yeah, that's okay. When I ask you to cover something on the podcast.
Okay.
Like watching that TLC show.
I will do it. My husband was so excited to see that show. Guys, we're talking about the secret lives of suburban moms or something. But now he's not excited, so I'm going to have to watch it by myself. I don't know what changed. Anyway, do you have any
plugs? You go first.
Okay, I will plug. Let's all stop and think because I don't have any. You know what? I'm going to plug any of our viewers to watch the first episode of Interview with a Vampire. It's on Netflix and AMC Plus. It's the TV show. I'm not talking about the movie. And I want to know what you think because I recently reviewed it and I don't like it. And I love vampire stuff. And I love, like, forbidden love stuff and toxic star-crossed lovers. But I was like, I hate everyone in this. So call me at... Oh, did I just ruin our Patreon episode?
It's already out.
Yeah, that's true. Call us at 570-POD-11 if you watch it. I really want to know your thoughts. Just one episode. That's all I ask of you. That might be all I survive.
Ask.
Yep. So do you have anything else? Do you have anything or you want me to move on?
I watched this movie that it was one of the ones where I watch it and I'm like, oh, this would have been a good Pete Ruins a Movie, but there's no way in hell I'm watching this again. And it's called Decibel.
Okay.
And it's about a lady who has a musician come to her secluded getaway to record in her magical AI studio. And basically,
I don't like this already.
Yeah, basically the studio starts like absorbing, not physically. I know we've been talking a lot about that this episode, okay. But basically like ripping off, absorbing, downloading like the artistry from the musician. And, the reason I'm telling you guys about it is because I thought it was real weird.
Okay. Decibel.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I also like Leviticus if that's available for anybody to watch. If you see that, go, oh, I'm gonna pick that one, or I'm gonna put it out of my queue.
Okay, I'm waiting till September to start all my horror movies. But
Marissa, it's coming up on your big day, isn't it?
My sale?
Is it gonna be Friday? Coyote versus Acme.
Exactly, that's what you're asking about.
Yeah.
Probably gonna go Saturday. We're definitely watching it this weekend. That is the only plan I have this weekend. And I was like, Yeah, I was like, I don't care what we do, we have to fucking see Coyote versus Acme. I have never been so excited. So,
yeah.
Are you gonna watch it? We just need to support it.
I don't know.
Guys, fuck what I said. My plug is watch Coyote versus Acme. We need to support it. If you weren't following it, Warner Brothers did one of those bullshits where they like tax loophole just threw away an entire movie they made. And then I don't even know how it's being released. Is Warner Brothers releasing it or someone else's? Do you know?
That's a good question. I forget.
Anyway, long story short is everyone fucking rallied against that. And I don't know how it's coming out, but it's coming out. And this is like a live action cartoon mashup movie, you know, a la Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And it looks really fun. And that whole, like, let's scrap a movie we made is so fucked up. And I just really, really, really want this movie to succeed. Also, it looks funny. So, yeah, I suggest.
Then we can finally get Batgirl.
Yeah, everyone.
Batwoman, whatever it was.
Dream. I don't even know. That I don't really want to watch. Guys, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/y'allheard. Or
you could visit y'allheard.me, our website, where we have a couple of other podcast things going on, like La Brea Purveya. I did abandon my fairy tale podcast because Spotify kept telling me that I was violating copyright by reading fairy tales.
I think that's what you were saying.
So I was like, this is stupid.
Okay, yeah, great. And what was I going to say? As always, which I already said, call us at 570-POD11. Did you just say that? Did you say
email us at y'allheardpod@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Both of them have been pretty quiet lately, guys. So, you know.
Yeah, where you at, bitches?
If you look at the calendar, you'll also note that September's coming up, which means October's coming up, which means we need your scary stories. And sometimes they can be as scary as wands with a stranger brushing against his penis. Or sometimes they can be as scary as
that was terrifying.
Marissa and sleep paralysis. So
Juan,
do
just
your best.
Tell us again and tell it again. Just tell us it all over again. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Have a good week and bye.
Bye, everybody. Yeah. Bye.